If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Welcome to Killer Innovations. I'm your host, Phil McKinney. Now, in the past, I've shared with you a little bit of background on my family, my wife, my kids, particularly back in the early days of the podcast. Today, I want to share with you a personal story. Personal story about one of my grandchildren, Caleb. Caleb's coming up on 8 months old, lives with his parents and his two sisters in Florida, up in the Panhandle. Now, recently, Michelle, my wife, and I, we were in Asia for the month. We spent 2 weeks in Japan on vacation. I taught some workshops on the seven laws of innovation in New Zealand, and then spent a little bit of time in Australia on work. While we were in Japan, we received an email and a phone call from my middle daughter, the one that lives in Florida. And she was concerned because Caleb was acting a little strange. He was having kind of these spasms. And my wife, being the nurse in the family, instructed her, hey, shoot a video, send it to me. Of what she did, my wife saw it and immediately recognized that it was a neuro issue and instructed my daughter to get it looked at and get it looked at immediately. Ultimately, Caleb was diagnosed with what's called West syndrome, which is infantile spasms. Only 2,500 children are ever diagnosed with West syndrome. There's some risk to this. If the seizures are not brought under control, there is an increasing risk for brain damage and learning disabilities and impairment. Now, as before we even got the diagnosis, my daughter started and her husband started working the issues to get him in to be seen by a doctor. My son-in-law is a pastor at a small church in Florida, and therefore they don't have medical insurance through the church. They instead are using the Affordable Care Act insurance available in the state of Florida. Challenges started to show up right away in the fact that for him to be looked at by a specialist, the only hospital that took ACA insurance was more than 4 hours away. And when they called to get the appointment to get him evaluated, it was a five-month wait before they could get the appointment. In the meantime, my wife and I were more than a little stressed. We were still in Asia, but having daily phone calls back to the States as all of this was unraveling. Just as we were coming back into the States, Caleb came down with a fever and suddenly was having a significant number of these infantile seizures. Literally the head movements, etc. So they took him to the hospital that evening and immediately recognized that there was something more than a local hospital or the emergency room could handle, and they arranged for him to be transported by ambulance 4 hours to the hospital that takes the Affordable Care Act insurance. And as a result of that, that is where we received the diagnosis of West syndrome. Again, it's an extremely rare condition. It's extremely, can be very debilitating from the standpoint of if it's not caught early. Fortunately, we caught this very, very early. But the obvious result of is after you receive such a diagnosis is what are our options? What drugs, what treatments are available for such a rare condition? And that began a whole series of processes on our part to begin looking at how do you, quote, fix this, right? And I think that's a natural reaction. Something's broken. Think long and hard about it. Break down the issues and go about trying to, quote, fix this. At the hospital that ultimately, and it's a major university hospital in Florida, great doctors, great hospital staff. Again, this is an extremely rare condition. Only 2,500 children are diagnosed with this. And so it's not like there's a huge amount of options in the whole process here. And needless to say, with the fact that they already have two other children, my 5-year-old granddaughter, 3-year-old granddaughter, and then Caleb at 8 months, they've got, three kids and trying to keep everything normal and going forward while trying to figure out, what to do with regards to the diagnosis of West syndrome for Caleb. A little bit more on West syndrome. West syndrome is, they call it infantile spasms. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, but it's kind of along the lines of infantile epilepsy. And through this whole process of now, having a name to the diagnosis and immediately going out to Google and going out to the major medical sites and starting to search, there's not a lot of information because it is such a rare condition. What this ultimately, though, then is it dropped us into the world of orphan drugs. Now, orphan drugs are those, drugs or therapies that typically don't get developed because there's too few people who have that condition to make it economically worthwhile. And orphan drugs are what I would call the pharmaceutical industry's version of orphaned innovations. Innovations that are done, but the marketplace is just way too small to make it reasonable for someone to design, produce, manufacture, ship, sell, and support. The market sizing is just way, way too small. And dropping into this world of something that I just knew nothing about with regards to orphan drugs has been an incredible eye-opener as to what is the challenges when you are looking at innovations, technologies, biomedical, whatever, to impact people's lives, but the condition that's impacting a person's life is so small from the standpoint of the people that can be saved. What are your options? What do you do? How does this all work? And let me tell you, this was more than eye-opening for us. I'd heard a little bit about orphan drugs, had never really gotten, never dug into it because I don't come from a pharmaceutical background. I don't do innovation work in medical. I did a little bit of work when I was on the innovation board at Roche, working with them on innovating solutions for type 2 diabetes. That was very eye-opening for me, and I enjoyed the 3 or 4 years that I worked with Roche as an innovation advisor on their type 2 diabetes work. But it's not a background I have. My wife, on the other hand, is a nurse. She is spent 25 years of her nursing degree and career as a neonatal intensive care nurse, working with extremely sick preemies in the NICUs at leading hospitals such as Northwestern and University of Chicago and others. But you know, it's also a little different when you can read about it and it's an interesting article in USA Today versus all of a sudden it's impacting your family. And what does that really mean? So needless to say, we spent a lot of time digging in on what this, the orphan drugs issue is, the challenges, how it really impacts people's lives. And I've taken a step back and looked at it from a much broader context of what I'm calling orphaned innovations. And when I look back on my career, I've had these challenges around what I call orphaned innovation, just never had a label for it. I've never been able to name it something in order to understand what it is, the impact, and what options there are to address these issues where there's just an incredibly small market for these drugs or technologies or innovations or whatever they might be. So today's show, we're going to talk more about these two areas. One is orphan innovations. What are they? What are some examples of those? We're going to talk some more about orphan drugs. What does that mean? What I've learned through this whole process. And then we're going to talk a little bit about, so what do we do about this? It isn't just kind of an interesting, here's some facts from a show, but what is it as a society we should be doing when looking at people's impacts and what in the role of innovation could play in having a significant positive impact in quality of life. So this is a little bit of a different show than we've done in the past. We're going to get into some personal stories, some personal experiences, some of my family's frustrations, but I hope it is enlightening. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Rwanda is a shining example of how the global community can come together and rebuild a country after a devastating genocide. But there is still more that needs to be done. In the rural villages, students are crowded into schools with no electricity, no running water, no internet access, and limited sanitation. Will these kids be ready to continue the rebuilding of Rwanda, or will they be dependent upon others? Through education and employment, boys and girls have an equally promising future that can transform their struggling communities. For $20 a month, a child can be educated and a community strengthened. By supporting Pioneer Education Africa, a 501c3 charity, you partner with others to provide education that will prepare a generation to take on the task of self-reliance. 100% of the proceeds received go directly to the education of the children. Visit pioneereducationafrica.com to find out more.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
1-800-533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we jump back into the show, I just want to extend a big thank you to one of our sponsors, and that is Zoom. Zoom has been sponsoring the show for over a year now. Through their financial support, we're able to support the nonprofit charity work that we do, both with Hacking Autism and Pioneer Education Africa. And so I just want to extend my thank you to Zoom and Eric Ewing, who's the co-founder and CEO at Zoom. They've been big supporters of our work here and enabling us to keep this content that we produce for you free of charge and available via the podcast. So with that, check them out. By far the best video audio collaboration technology that's out there. I use it every day, and I've used it for almost 2 years now, ever since we've started the show. That's how we bring the guest in, but it's also how I use it in my day job and collaborating. Zoom has made available a free account, so check that out, killerinnovations.com/Zoom. The free account allows you to collaborate with up to 50, that's right, 50 people in a video in collaboration approach. So check it out, stress it, experience it. Trust me, it's the best thing out there. So once Caleb is diagnosed with West syndrome, I wasn't aware of the issues around orphan drugs, but I was aware of the challenges for orphan innovations. Now, this is a new name. I didn't have a name for it when I was experiencing it in my previous career. So let me back up a little bit. When I was CTO at Hewlett Packard, one of my responsibilities, one of the teams that reported to me was the accessibility team. So this was the team that developed technologies that enabled people with special needs, special conditions, to be able to access computing technologies, access the internet, be able to interact with software, etc. Now, these are all great and exciting technologies. We had our own research team that just focused on accessibility. And the team was very motivated because these innovations could have a significant impact on people's lives. And we actually had people on this team that had been doing this for many, many years. And it was less of a, well, still a job, but it was really a mission. It was really a purpose. They could see the impact of the work they were doing to have an impact on people's lives. But these innovations only help really small markets. There's not a big market. You're not selling it to the general population. It's a subsegment of that market that has a very specific condition. And the challenge we always run into is it's hard to justify the investment. You can't raise a lot of funding hard to raise venture dollars for this because there just isn't a large enough market to give the return. So for a lot of people, it's passion projects, money out of their own pocket to make this happen. And if you do serve the market, if you do convince yourself that you're going to go and do this, you end up having to charge such a high price in order to cover the cost of the R&D and design and manufacturing and supply chain and distribution and sales and support. That all costs dollars. So how do you trade that off? I've got a technology that can be really helpful to people's lives, but it's such a small market that I have to charge such a large price. So what are some examples of this? Well, one is using it as a very base example, is keyboards for those that are handicapped. So if you are blind, you typically have a keyboard that also has a what they call a braille display. It's a strip along the bottom, and if you're blind, you're running your fingers back and forth on that then allows you to read back where the cursor is on the screen and whatever text is appearing. Let me just give you an example, right? A normal keyboard today, you can go to Logitech and buy a keyboard for $35 or $40, right? They're pretty cheap, almost to the point of being disposables. A HIMS USB Braille display keyboard, guess the price. It's $1,345 for that keyboard. If you want to do a note taker, keyboard input, back, audio, all fully integrated, the Humanware Braille Note Taker is $2,995. That's like three times the price of a laptop. But that doesn't count other technologies like Puff Control. If you're a quadriplegic, using Puff Severe to instruct the computer or whatever technologies you're using. Eye control, so it's following an eye tracking where you're looking. All right, the list goes on. But these are technologies that can have a positive impact, but they get left to the side. They get they either don't get developed because you can't rationalize the investment, or you have to charge such a high amount in order to get a return. And the challenge here for these orphaned innovations just absolutely plays out in spades in other areas, whether that's, in this case, what we were talking about, starting off the show, talking about my grandson, Caleb, is this whole experience of orphan drugs. And the part of this challenge of these orphan drugs and these orphan innovations is, how do you justify this investment? How do you get around to actually making these drugs available, having an impact on people's lives, but doing it in a way where it's just not financially out of reach to the people that you want to impact? You know, for instance, those individuals here in the United States who are blind or are can see little, but they're dependent on augmented technologies in order to be productive because their eyesight is impacted, has upwards of like an 88.0% unemployment rate. So what are the role of using these orphan innovations, orphan technologies, and enabling these people to have a productive life, be able to have the social interaction, but also to have a job, be able to take those skills and being able to have some form of positive impact? At HP, we struggled with this. And in some cases, we just made the investment and just went with it, even though we lost money on these technologies. They were never a money maker. We did not believe in jacking up the price. We believed in keeping it as down as much as we could because it was just the right thing to do to serve even a very, very small segment of the community and doing that in the right way. So, and there's a lot of orphan innovations out there, and I'm going to be surprised. I'm going to guess that a number of you are aware of these orphan innovations that got abandoned to serve or help people and have an impact on people's lives that just never are going to see the light of day because you can't justify in a traditional P&L sense an investment that's going to give you negative return albeit mentally, we know it would be the right thing to do. So, Orphan Innovations, it's a label I'm attaching to this. It's something that I had experienced in my previous career as CTO at HP. I just didn't have a label for it. I was still frustrated by it. But we've got to find a way to make these things happen. So we're going to continue on our discussions on orphan innovations and orphan drugs here in a second.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices, a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold.
Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio. This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
Before we get started, I just want to say a quick shout-out and thank you to HP. HP is a sponsor of this segment of the Killer Innovation Show. They've recently come on as a sponsor, and I greatly appreciate the support. While I was CTO at HP, HP supported some of our work in the nonprofit areas, such as Hacking Autism, where we would hopefully try to address some of these orphaned innovations or technologies to help people that were specifically on the autism spectrum. They also helped some of our other charity work, such as Pioneer Education Africa, which is teaching creativity, innovation, raising the bar on education in Rwanda, Africa. So again, thank you, HP. If you're out looking for some new technologies, new laptops, check them out, the new EliteBook 360, which I am now using and I'm carrying it every day. Phenomenal product. Z2 Workstation is here in the studio, does all the streaming and video work here. And we have an HP Slice, which acts as the collaboration platform here in the studio for running Zoom. So check them out. You can go over to killerinnovations.com/HP and check out all the latest deals and latest technologies that they're offering. When I got dropped into the orphan drug world, which I had no experience or expertise in, I uncovered what's called the Orphan Drug Act, signed in 1983. It was basically to encourage drugs and treatments for diseases that have less than 240,000 individuals that are diagnosed with it. It's been ratified in the U.S., Europe, Australia, Japan, and now probably many other countries also. So the Orphan Drug Act, or sometimes referred to as ODA, has certain incentives. So for instance, if you are a pharmaceutical company, you have certain incentives to do work in drugs that have a very small market. So for instance, a 50% tax credit for development, 20-year carry forward on your tax credits, you get your FDA fees waived, which can be multiples of millions of dollars. And the most important thing is you get a 7-year market exclusivity from the date of FDA approval, all with good intentions. Sounds great, right? This was put in place in order to try to address the fact that pharmaceuticals were not doing any work in the drugs that would help these people that were in these kind of orphan categories, diseases that just don't have a lot of people that are impacted by it. So, all good intentions. Now, with all good intentions, you got to be careful of what? The unintended consequences. And in the case of the Orphan Drug Act, there are a lot of abuses. Let's take, for instance, ACTH, which is a drug to treat West syndrome, which is what my grandson, Caleb, has. Now, this drug has been around since the 1950s, right? It's been around forever. But by having a pharmaceutical company flagging it for use for Wests, which is a rare condition, the drug company got exclusivity for its use for the 7 years since the FDA approval. Even though it was an old drug and they didn't do really any R&D work in it, they found that drug, applied it to West syndrome, attached it to West, they got 7-year exclusivity, which means the FDA will not approve any other drug or any generic for that drug to serve that condition. So the drug company got a 7-year exclusivity. Now, again, they didn't really do any real R&D. They just took an existing drug, got it flagged for treatment for a rare condition, and they secured the exclusivity. Great. It's a great deal. Now, you may be thinking, hey, they had to test it, didn't they? They had to validate it. Did you know that only 32% of drugs that qualify for orphan status go through any kind of double-blind test, which is normal for non-orphan drugs? Only 32% go through full testing. Now, they would argue that because the condition is so rare and there's so few people, there aren't enough subjects to do a full test. I don't know about that. But look, only 32%, so they don't even have the cost of doing the full double-blind test that normally is done with the FDA. Now, this is just one example. It's the one example that's most personal to me because I am now up to my armpits understanding what this whole orphan drug world is all about. Now, there are thousands of examples of these abuses when it comes to orphan drugs. So how much is this abused, right? We talked about the fact that they get exclusivity. So what do they do with this exclusivity? Let's take, for instance, ACTH. Again, this is just one of a handful of drugs that are used to treat West syndrome, which my grandson has been diagnosed with. ACTH in the U.S. costs $23,000 per vial. You heard that right. $23,000 per vial. While in the UK, that same drug costs $5 per vial. Yep. $23,000 per vial in the US, $5 per vial in the United Kingdom. Something wrong there, isn't it? Particularly given the drug's been around since the 1950s. It's not like it's a new drug that had to be invented from scratch. Now, Kayla's treatment with ACTH was estimated to be in the neighborhood of $60,000, of which insurance will not cover. So even though we have insurance, insurance is the Affordable Care Act insurance, this drug and many other drugs are not covered under those plans. So, if you are an individual that doesn't have financial means to have private insurance, and even private insurances from corporations, many of them will not cover this drug. Now, in our case, my family, we are fortunate. I've been very fortunate. I've been blessed with my career. We've got this covered. But I think about all the people out there who don't. The drug that can help them, the drug that can save them, particularly with these rare conditions, with orphan drugs, are just left out there to fend for themselves. Now, the drug companies would argue they need to get that kind of money because there's just so few people. But look, ACTH has been around since the 1950s. It's not a new drug. There's no R&D return needed. What is the rationale? And we're going to talk about more about that coming up as to some thoughts as to why this really just is driving me crazy. I'm looking at my grandson, who's coming up on 8 months old, right? Now, I'll be biased. He's cute as a button. And I would do anything for him. Anything. It just kills me to see him with these seizures. And again, I'm in a situation where we can do something for our family. But it has just been an eye-opener for me of how many families, people are impacted by something that was set up to be good, of encouraging the orphan drugs, that then in turn becomes so cost prohibitive that you can't even take the drug. There's a drug that can help you, but you can't afford to take it, so therefore your quality of life, your ability to survive longer gets compromised because you can't afford the drug because of this orphan status and the way it's structured. So, and again, ACTH is just one of multiple drugs that can be used with West syndrome. And some other ones actually have better outcomes. But this is just the example of one drug been around since the 1950s, costing $23,000 a vial. How do you rationalize that? How do you even get your head around that? It is like beyond shocking. I'm speechless. I'm absolutely speechless. So as we go into this last segment, I'm going to share with you more about the orphan innovations, orphan drugs, and what I think we as a society need to think about, and how do we bring innovations that have positive impact on people's lives, making people's lives better. That is the role of innovation. So stay right there. We'll be right back.
Carpenters have their hammers and saws, chefs have their outfitted kitchens, and musicians have their instruments. A craftsman's ability to do their job is dependent on having the right tools. So where does an innovator, someone who takes an idea and makes it real, find the right tools to do their job? Outfit your innovator's garage by visiting innovation.tools. Innovation.tools is an online store created by innovators for innovators. It's where you will find tested and proven tools to help you create that next great product or service. These tools include books, audio training, video training, brainstorming how-tos, and much, much more. And for a limited time, listeners of Killer Innovations will get 25% off on your first order by using the discount code RADIO at checkout. And 100% of our profits from your purchases will be donated to charity. So go to innovation.tools and create that next great innovation.
Autism. One out of every 68 children in America are impacted across every race, ethnicity, and socioeconomic group. If you aren't directly affected, someone you know is. Today's world doesn't support those on the autism spectrum. It needs hacking for us to truly welcome those who think and create differently than ourselves. We're Hacking Autism, a nonprofit charity with a mission to hack therapy, technologies, and career opportunities that improve the personal and professional lives of people on the autism spectrum. We believe that everyone can play a role in supporting those on the autism spectrum so that they can show their unique talents and abilities in this fast-paced world. You aren't powerless in this fight. Use your gifts and talents to make a positive impact. Join us in making a difference. Go to hackingautism.org to learn more.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans?
then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
This is Killer Innovations, a show about ideas, creativity, and how you can innovate. Welcome to the Innovator's Garage, where you learn to create your next game-changing killer innovation.
While companies and investors need to be rewarded for the risk of R&D innovation, we need leaders who bring ethics and morals to their business, to the industry, and to society as a whole. There's a current Wall Street requirement that the number one and only one focus of all public companies are to the shareholders, not to the employees, not to your customers. CEOs and their boards are ignoring the common good that can be delivered. We talk about it. We give it lip service, right? Legally, they cannot consider others as equal or more important than shareholders, unless, of course, they organize under what's called a B Corp or some similar structure. The large corporations out there are required to put shareholders and shareholder return as number one. Now, yes, incentives do help encourage and fund research in areas that would normally be ignored. But we need to be aware of unintended consequences. We need to change the thought processes of CEOs and boards, particularly in areas like pharmaceuticals and orphan drugs. When, how do you rationalize what gets charged for a drug when there's minimal to no R&D involved? If there was a significant amount of R&D, you could kind of get your head around it, maybe. But when a company takes a drug that's been around since the 50s and applies it, but puts it through FDA approval, so they get the 7-year exclusivity, and therefore there's no constraint on what they can charge for those, for the exclusivity, because nobody else can compete with them. So therefore, they can charge unbelievably large amounts. I would argue that we as companies, as organizations, we need to think differently in these areas of orphan innovations, whether it's Braille keyboards, screen readers, puff controls, accessibility technologies, other things that we, any of us, do that can have a positive impact on people's lives. And then we as a society should give them credit for that. We should acknowledge that. We should thank them for that. Rather than looking at our pension fund and saying, wow, that company didn't give us such a great return because they gave away some stuff. And therefore, the stock price is depressed. Right? It's not just the companies. It's those in the front lines. Those of us who buy products and services from these companies should be willing to thank those companies that do recognize the value of addressing orphan innovations and orphan drugs. And there are lots out there. I'm not saying everybody's bad. Most are good. Most are doing great work. We need to acknowledge them. So you may be asking, how is Caleb? Well, actually, the night I'm recording this in my studio here in Colorado, we're getting ready to travel. Caleb's been rushed back into the hospital. My daughter and Caleb are in the car on a four-hour drive back to the hospital. The seizures have returned. He was on some drugs, two sets of drugs. We stopped the seizures. And again, the quicker we can stay off the seizures, the lower the risk for any kind of brain damage. The seizures have returned. They are in transit. We're waiting for the phone call, literally while I'm sitting here in the studio, to hear the call from my daughter that they've arrived at the hospital. And then we'll understand what the diagnoses are. So we're early in this process. Don't know what that outcome is going to be. You know, over the next few months, we will be spending more time in Florida as a way to support our kids and our grandkids. We have a major checkup here in 3 weeks, so we'll know more. And as I'm doing more research into the orphan drugs, hopefully something good of this can happen. One, we can get Caleb seizures to stop, but at the same time, put a light onto the tragedy of this and the impact that it could have on people's lives. I want to say thanks for letting me indulge myself and rant on something that I intellectually knew about, but I didn't realize the real-world impact. I would ask each of you to think about what you could do to help with orphan innovations, to help others in need when there may not be a market return for your efforts. If we all help a little, it starts to add up, and it starts to add up pretty quickly. And I appreciate the flexibility you've given me here in today's show to be personal, to share with what we're going through as a family, to share what Caleb is going through at 8 months. I can't even imagine what he's feeling, what he's sensing. You know, it's just heartbreaking to watch the, you know, him with the seizures he's having. And you get 8 months, you can't communicate with them. So I appreciate you giving me the flexibility to listen to me and share my frustrations. Thanks for taking the time today to join us in the discussion. Check out the show notes. I'll have some links to some articles on the whole orphan drug situation. One particularly good one from the National Institute of Health, where they've done a study on the impact of the Orphan Drug Act. We'll post those links, so check that out over at killerinnovations.com. Follow me over on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. You can find all the social media links at the top of the show site over at killerinnovations.com. If you have a topic, questions, or feedback, for instance, on today's show, you can post it over in the comments over at killerinnovations.com. You can drop me an email at phil@killerinnovations.com or just post your comments on any of the social media spaces. Love to hear your thoughts. Appreciate the support. And I'll keep everybody updated as we try to navigate this, this medical situation and hopefully try to unlock the value from orphaned innovations that can have a positive impact on people's lives, and how do we need to think differently about that? I'm early in my thinking. Would love your input and thoughts, so drop me a note. And with that, we're going to talk to you next week here on Killer Innovations. You're listening on the BizTalk Radio Network.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.